From KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. The funeral of Michael Brown, which was held this week, closed one chapter of the conflict in Ferguson, but members of the community may be dealing with the emotional trauma of the event for months or even years to come. KBIA's Hope Kerwin has this report about mental health workers on the ground in Ferguson.
In the wake of the Michael Brown shooting, residents of Ferguson are still dealing with the emotional effects of the conflict. Bianca Huff and her three-year-old son live in Canfield Green, the apartment complex where Michael Brown was shot and killed on August 9th.
And he's seen police before. So he was like, did the police do this? And how did the boy pass? And just different questions. But I just try to tell him he was hurt, you know, and he'd be like, so he gone? I'd say, yeah, he gone, but, you know, he in a better place. He'd just say, okay, and keep going by the day. So as long as he don't get too distraught, I just let him do that.
Fortunately, there are people already on the ground in Ferguson, helping people like Huff and her family cope with the recent tragedy in their community. Dr. Marva Robinson is a clinical psychologist and the president of the St. Louis chapter of the Association of Black Psychologists. Robinson and other members of the association have been visiting Ferguson almost every day since the shooting. Robinson says it was important that her team respond quickly because the first few days after a crisis will often determine how people cope with their stress, anxiety, or depression.
A person may say, oh, I'm not stressed, and that may be very true now, but that may not be the case 6 months from now or a year from now. Sometimes stress comes back to haunt us or hit us at moments where we least expect. So, you know, we're out there providing the information, the education, the skills to help heal our community now.
The number of people the group serves varies daily, but Robinson estimated that each member will talk to around 20 or 30 people just by going door-to-door in Canfield Green apartments. Although some people have expressed anger over the situation in Ferguson, Robinson says most community members she has talked with are feeling less violent emotions than what was portrayed during the week after Brown's death.
It's been more fear, sadness. You know, we forget that there's an entire community that's grieving the loss of a member of their community.
And those who are having the hardest time dealing with their anxiety are children and parents. KBIA producer Bram Sable-Smith spoke with Miranda Jones, a counselor from a local service organization called Better Family Life.
I've had one young lady, she has two sons who are both African Americans, and she's like, how do I talk to my kids about this? She's crying, and she's dealing with her own depression. And then she says, how do I tell them that this won't happen to them? How will I know that this won't happen to them?
Some parents feel the conflict in Ferguson is too complicated for children to fully understand. Bianca Huff says she is trying to keep her three-year-old son's life as normal as possible.
Like, he'll say little things because he heard everybody speaking about it, but I just try to tell him, like, you know, talk about something positive and tell him he don't have to worry about nothing like that. You know, just try to keep him worrying about kid things.
For KBIA's Health and Wealth Desk, I'm Katie Heiler. Thanks for listening.